Industrial. This is David.
Hey, David. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. What can I do for you, Ruben?
I know you're working with John over on this whole invoice kind of return, all this fun stuff, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Fun times. I know we're working on it, and you were the original sales rep on this transaction, correct?
That's correct.
Cool. I wanted. I know this is nothing fun for you to deal with this, nor is it ours to get all this stuff redone, but we're more than happy to make this guy happy and get it wrapped up since it's the equipment he needs. I actually wanted to speak to you for about 3 or 4 minutes. I did a little due diligence, kind of saw where some of our reps had worked on transactions with Bailey before, and I wanted to take maybe 3 or 4 minutes because I know when we spoke, I was at a trade show and it was pretty limited. Is now an okay time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it's pretty interesting. I understand you guys have, and I'm not here to like talk any smack about anyone, I'm a straightforward guy. I understand you guys have a relationship with Marlin, correct?
Yeah. We've done business with them for quite some time, but we also work with, I mean, any number of other companies. You know,
okay.
We work with other customers. So, I mean, yeah, we do have a close relationship with them, but not close in the sense where we have to only.
It's whatever makes you comfortable, correct?
Well, it's actually whatever works for the customer. I've had customers who speak Spanish.
Okay.
Marlin speaks Spanish, so I've had to turn up, you know, other customers to different sources, things like that, you know.
So, kind of off the record, this deal is very interesting. To kind of share with you some information, I actually work with Marlin as well. They're a partner of ours, and they're a really, really good company. What makes this deal unique is when our sales rep tracked down this deal, is apparently, as far as I know, this customer wasn't working with Marlin. They're working with some other local company out here. And
okay. And
one of the issues in our industry is there's too much salesmanship. There's too much of it. And basically what happens is there's also kind of, I've been with our firm for 9 years. How long have you been with Bailey?
I've been for 3.5 with Bailey.
3.5. Okay. So a huge part of the leasing industry is that there's a lot of, hey, sign this document, and the customer doesn't know. And if you actually read some of these documents that I see, and there's sometimes people where their feet are kind of put to hell to the fire over deposit, which is either you're going to move forward and get me what I want, or you're going to lose your money. I didn't really get that from this transaction. I think someone else was just trying to really help them out and get them a great approval. But I want to tell you kind of where I would figure into your book of business, what I could do for you, and I'm going to shoot you kind of a thorough email that goes over all of it as well. So,
sure.
And I really sell myself. Bank of Cardiff is part of it, but from my experience, if you know what you're doing in equipment financing, it really comes down to the person. Unless you're looking at big deals, and the big deals are anything over 250K, but anything between 5 grand to 150 grand, it really comes down to experience level. So what do I know? What am I about? How can I actually add value to you? So the first thing is we're an A through D lender, and by that I mean we don't judge any of the credit you send to us. So if you're gonna, most of the vendors that work with myself, they don't look and say, hey, this guy speaks Spanish, oh, I'll send him to Ruben. Or this guy says he has good credit, I'll send it to Mary. Or this guy has bad credit, I'll send it to Ruben. I can cover any type of customer you work with. So I can cover someone that has a 600 credit score. I can cover someone that has an 800. I can also cover people that have good business credit, bad business credit. I can work with people that speak fluent Spanish. I have a rep that works with me that speaks fluent Spanish. I can pay you on shipment before almost all your orders. But that a lot of people do the same thing. So what makes us really unique? Well, one of the biggest issues from the sales side is anyone, I think, not anyone, but most customers, especially brokers, they can get your customer approved. And by that I mean they'll find a way to get the customer approved. I'm sure you have some pushback from customers where they're not too happy on their rates and they want to shop around, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I hear it all the time, you know, oh, so-and-so didn't approve me. I said, okay, well, you know, anywhere you can go, anywhere else, it's not like we don't accept money, you know what I mean?
So correct.
It's just, you know, I mean, they do shop around a lot.
Okay, so here's my experience in a nutshell, and it's what my email's going to highlight. Traditionally, except for the super direct lenders, which we are a direct lender as well, and a syndicator and a broker, we do all three because we cover a lot, but unless you're talking about a super, super, super premium deal, and this is more the keys to the kingdom, it's the truth of the matter. Most customers, when they work with a leasing company, they have divergent goals. So the person on the leasing end, their goal is to maximize, these are traditionally commission only or heavily commission based reps. I assume, do you work on any type of commission or are you straight salary?
We're all salary.
Your salary. So you're just there to help your customer, correct?
Exactly.
And you have your own goals, but you don't have to mark up the cost of your product to make that to make your mortgage payment, correct?
Right, exactly.
Well, that's how it works in leasing. So the vast majority of people who are in this game, their goals are exactly the opposite of your customers. And this, and I have seen things that are even beyond troubling. I've worked with people who have said, hey, look, their customer has a great deal, but the program they have, it's, well, if I get paid upon, they have, say, a rate at 6%, and they have a rate at 10%, or 12%, or 15%. And oftentimes, the rep will choose the higher rate for the customer because it allows them to get paid upon shipment instead of giving the customer a better deal and just waiting to get paid upon delivery. That's what, so just to give you a little insight to the leasing industry, yeah, most people, that's why many of these leasing deals sometimes, if they're imperfect, they blow up because you've got someone on the phone destroying your customer and telling them how bad their credit is and why they deserve a high rate. It's just a sale.
Gotcha.
So the way that I work is a little different. Most of the vendors that I work with, and I can send you references and I'll send you my Google Plus review, have worked with me for 5, 6, and 7 years. They're long-term relationships. That doesn't mean that all of my everyone that comes to me is happy. Ideal, this guy John is a super nice guy. You've spoken to him, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a good business owner. He's a smart guy. You know, I think, you know, my guess is, and this is just me guessing, that probably the deal was a little big for Marlon's appetite. That's just my guess, because I think he was working with them, but I haven't really got 100% clarity. But which makes sense. I'm assuming Marlon does some of your smaller deals, correct?
Yeah, both large and small. Pretty much.
Oh, they do large as well. Okay, well, I guess our rep won the deal, so good for them. You know, and Marlon's been around for a long time. But I think the way that I can bring you real value is by putting your needs, and the way that I work with vendors is this. I am here to make a living. I'm actually one of the most driven people you've ever met. I've got a ton of good references, and I'll share those with you. But most importantly, the way that I work with vendors, it's very unique. I put your needs in front of my own, and I put your customer needs in front of my own because on the back end, I'll get paid. So most of the vendors that I work with, they're not sending me a deal every year. I'm doing, you know, $500,000, $600,000 of business for them a year, if not more. So I'm well over that. And it's a consistent way where I don't necessarily, and I'm going to shoot you this so you have everything in writing, but I don't have to price your customers out, and I don't have to say, well, look, let's, because the way that most leasing companies make money is they increase the cost of their product. So instead of really holding your customers' feet to the fire, my attitude is, hey, look, get a $100,000 deal done. Don't look to make a killing on it. Keep the customer happy. The customer will work with you again. Keep you, the vendor, happy. You'll work with me again. And at the same time, I think I can add you, I can bring you true value because at any deal you send to me, and this is going to come across as arrogant, but it's not, I can know in 2 hours what kind of customer this is, where they'll get approved, and how to fund their deal.
Okay.
And I just want to ask you, about how many deals do you involve, say, on a monthly basis where people need leasing or financing?
I'd say at least five.
Five. And
probably the most I've ever done in a month is about 10.
10, okay. And what are the size of these deals?
Could range. Could be 5,000, 4,000, 5,000 to 30,000, 50,000.
Okay. And I guess the question I ask you is, you know, I'm just non-salesy, just like kind of get to the point with my vendors. Most of the vendors that I work with, their whole point is, I don't want to know about the deal. I don't want to know about the credit. I really don't care. As long as my customer signs and I get my check, that's all that really matters to me. What's important to you in a relationship? What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, long-term commitment, you know, long-term, that type of shit.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Being direct is cool with me. Since I'm pretty open, are there any questions that I could answer you about our product or leasing or financing in general? Anything you'd want to know?
Not really. I mean, really, it's more for my customers. I mean, if customers have questions, then they obviously sometimes they ask me before they ask anybody else. So then, that's when I have the questions. But really, at this moment, I really don't.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to fire you an email. It's not going to be on the string with John. It's just going to be a clean email that kind of goes over what I can offer you. Since I know customers treat directly with you, I'm not asking you to take your relationship with Marlon and throw it away. I understand it's good to have a relationship. Where I'd like to kind of fit in is, if you want to try me out on one deal, great. I'm also, I think in our business, some people... They make a big mistake. They're the garbage collector. And what they do is they ask everyone to send them their trash. The trash scales gets high rates. The customers don't like them, and then they're just working for free. So while I can take the garbage decline deals and turn them around for you, I also would like to let you know that I can be just as competitive on Marlin. Basically, my whole pitch is, instead of using one lender and once they get declined going somewhere else, I can cover all your deals. And, you know, other than that, I just wanted to reach out to you and, you know, because I think potentially there is a real opportunity. There is one other customer that I funded that's our customer through you guys as well. They're called Hunter Machinery. But I think there's a true opportunity for me to actually not only help your customers, but help you, you know, increase your sales goals, which my guess is somehow you're rewarded for your sales goals. You know, that's part of the game as well.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Exactly.
Cool. So I'm going to shoot you an email. Do you have your own internal credit application, or how do you want a copy of mine, or would you just want to give your customer my phone number?
Yeah, go ahead and send me a copy of yours. I'll keep it on my system.
Okay. Can you give me about 10 minutes? I'll get this over to you.
Not a problem.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you again.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.